I got called racist the other day because I had a Union Jack flag up in my hotel. It's actually quite a bit to this story, so we're going to delve into it today. And it kind of links with a housing crisis which is being caused by the government and housing illegal immigrants or asylum seekers here in this country. Hey, I'm Russell Leeds.
And I'm Anna Leeds.
And welcome to the Property Investors Podcast. So this is an interesting story. So I'll tell you as if you didn't know.
Oh, okay.
All right.
The excitement.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing. So we were at Willingham and one of the guests, and I think this came about because of a video Samuel did, which then got picked up by many newspapers.
Yeah.
He's been contacted by The Times, The Daily Mail. He went on the Nigel Farage show. He went on Talk TV.
Yeah, it absolutely blew up, didn't it?
Elon Musk
even
tweeted about it.
That's so cool.
Saying that Samuel is a good man.
Yes.
He's a good man.
That is very cool. I mean, I'm not on X, so I don't totally... Obviously, I knew it was Twitter back in the day, but like, how much does he post? Like, does he continually...
He tweets a lot.
So does he tweet a lot?
He tweets a lot, but what he does get seen, this is what he said. He said, the government in Britain is bribing hotel owners with multi-millions of pounds for seven-year contracts to house illegal immigrants. Thankfully, this good man rejected the bribe. A picture of Samuel.
But it is very cool that he's even seen the post, decided to retweet about it. Yeah.
It's a massive issue. So let's talk about the flag thing first, and then we'll talk a bit about the why I think this person complained about the flag. So there's been a lot of problems with flags at the moment. I don't know why, but people apparently think that the Union flag
is racist.
Which is what I learned, actually. I thought it was called the Union Jack. It's only because of this came out a lot, because I posted about it, Union Jack. It's like, it's not the Union Jack, it's on a ship. I didn't know that.
Oh, no, I didn't know that. Yeah. Oh, I always called it the Union Jack.
It's just the Union flag.
Oh, the Union flag.
Apparently.
Yeah, so the point they are making are why it's racist is the same as it's kind of been used to, so some of the groups that
the
they
far right
say
groups
that are racist use it to represent themselves. And you told me the other day, you were like, it's a bit like the name Adolf. It's like, no, anyone could call their kid Adolf.
Yeah.
But because Hitler was happened to be called that, no one does. And they're basically saying we should now no longer use the flag because it's being used in racist groups, or what they would deem racist groups.
Yeah, exactly that. So we had four little Union Jacks sort of in the entrance hall. You've probably seen, they're literally the size of a phone, right? They're tiny little little Union Jacks. And the person came in and said, you're racist. You've got a Union Jack flag. Why have you not got the Syrian flag? It's like...
Because
we're in...
England.
We're in the United Kingdom.
And I think what upsets me the most is that things like that are making it that basically you can't be proud to be British, because if you're proud to be British, they're now deeming that as racist, basically. And that's really sad. Like, I want to put a flag up, just like when the sports are on, I'll put my England flag, because I'm proud to be English, I'm proud to be British. Like, and why shouldn't you feel like you can be? Like, I was born in England, I was raised in England.
Yeah,
100%. Why on earth would we not be able to put a British flag in our hotel that we own in England?
It's a joke. And do you know what? It's mostly white idiots that are causing the problem.
Yeah.
It's like British people who are just trying to flush the country down the toilet, but trying to be PC.
Yeah,
it's just ridiculous. So that was that. So why did they really complain? Maybe it's because they find it offensive and they think it's... Oh, by the way, we've put up a 20-foot flag now at the front.
Good, because it's just not offensive, is it?
No. What?
It's just ridiculous.
100%. So this is what I think it all came about. So basically, Samuel got contacted by someone who deals with housing associations and stuff, and they... it was a company that, you know, houses the people. They've got emergency accommodation. They've got all these different things, which are a joke, by the way. The amount of money they get paid, the waste for the government.
Oh, yeah.
It's ridiculous. And they've got these deals. They've got B&Bs that they're using and renting out. And they approached Samuel about Willingham House.
Yep.
And they said to Samuel, you know, we'll pay you 35 grand a month to basically give it us. And it was pretty much a 7-year lease, right? It was 6 years, 11 months, 35 grand a month, which is a lot of money.
You wouldn't want to say 7 years just in case anyone criticised you for lying there.
Yeah, exaggerating. Like- yeah. So, I mean, that is about 3 million quid
yeah.
over that period, right?
Of just instant, bam, you know you're going to get it. There's not going to be any like vacancies. That's the money you're getting. So it's quite an appealing offer, really.
It's a very appealing offer.
Because you're thinking, oh, don't have to think about it. And also they, on top of that, they were going to do all the maintenance. And
everything. It was full everything. Repair lease. We don't have to worry about things. Yeah. It's all profit, right?
Which
now, we
cool.
rent it out for more as a hotel, but then we've got all the costs.
Yep.
We've got to pay Airbnb 15%, Booking.com 15%. We've got a manager that on site managing it all the time. We've got cleaners. We've, do you know what I mean? We've got costs. So this very attractive offer. Would we have made more money? I don't know. Maybe. Maybe not. But would it have been a damn sight easier? Definitely, yes. Well, I can understand why hotels are doing it.
Oh, yeah.
But the government so, oh, are paying £5.4 billion a year housing mostly either asylum seekers or illegal immigrants.
Yeah.
£5.4 billion. We often talk on this show about taxes and about, oh, this new tax we talked last week about, the new national insurance tax.
Yeah.
That they're hoping to squeeze. So basically, they're squeezing all our working people, all our landlords, all our wealthy people. But then they're just blowing the money up the wall.
Yeah, willy-nilly. I think, what is the, is it £400? No, how much are they allowed to spend per night? I think it's something crazy that's like more than what you'd spend on going to a really nice hotel yourself.
Yeah. Well,
they've got
I think
an insane
it's...
budget.
One thing that I found really interesting is that 78% of viewers of this channel aren't actually subscribers. So if you want to make sure that you don't miss any new episodes or any new property news, please do like and subscribe. It also really helps our channel grow. Really appreciate it. Thanks, guys. Back to the show.
So what's crazy, though, is you're absolutely right, because they're spending, I think their budget is £4,000 a month per asylum seeker. So that's crazy.
Because even
I mean,
people,
that's insanely good rent, that is.
Like, even people that are on benefits here don't get that.
Oh, nowhere near that much. Your single mom wouldn't get anywhere near that much to live on.
No, so there's sort of two issues. And by the way, I don't blame the asylum seekers. I don't blame the immigrants. They are just doing what's best for them.
Yeah.
Which totally makes sense. I would do the exact same thing in their situation. People that are getting angry and going and like going outside and having to go, it's not their fault.
Yeah.
They're just taking advantage of the situation. Of course they should do that. The issue is a government issue. Straight for two reasons. You just said they spend £4,000 a month, right, per immigrant. If you're on benefits in the UK, you only get about £1,000 a month.
Yeah.
So why would someone who's a UK born and bred only get £1,000 a month? Yet someone who's coming in illegally, can't work, go, oh, yeah. Well, we'll give you £4,000 a month. We'll put you up in a fancy hotel. They're spending billions of pounds a year putting them into hotels. Willingham House, if we'd have agreed to this deal and we'd have put asylum seekers in Willingham House, it's a luxury hotel.
Yeah.
It's got gold taps in the room. It's an absolute pee take.
Oh, it is, yeah.
It's a pee take. And I'm not sure what's worse. Is it worse that they're spending £4,000 per immigrant to house them? Or is it worse that we're housing them at all?
Yeah.
Like, why? If they're fleeing, if they're actually an asylum seeker and they're fleeing a war-ridden country, that's a really difficult situation to be in. I get that. But we're not next to any countries that are at war.
No.
So in order to get to us, they've got to go through France.
Multiple other countries.
Why do they stop in France? Why don't France take them?
Yeah.
Why are we spending £5.4 billion of the taxpayers' money squeezing our own people? I just don't get it.
No.
It just doesn't make any sense. By the way, I'm pro immigration. I'm pro immigration. I think you should be able to go to another country if you bring value to that country.
Well, a lot of countries are like that. Australia's like that. you allowed in if you're going to help their economy.
Yeah.
Dubai is massive on that. And it's like, and if you don't bring anything, then you're not allowed in. And if you go in illegally, you get deported.
Dubai is brilliant. Pretty much anyone can go to Dubai, but there's no benefits.
Yeah.
So it's like, you can go in if you can pay for yourself and you've got a job. And if you've lived there for years, if you lose your job, there's no benefits for you.
No. And you've got 3 months to get a new job or you get deported. They're very strict. And so are Australia. They're the two countries I know that have really got, I mean, yeah. I don't know every country in detail, but I know those two are very strict on, yeah, if you can bring something to society, brilliant. Welcome you with open arms. But if you're just going to sponge off the country.
No one should be sponging off the country. No. I'm not even sure what I think about people that live here sponging off the country. You see all these stats, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I'm against that too. I also don't think we make it too easy for people to sit on the benefit system, because actually, if you got a full-time job, you'd probably get less if, you know, a shop job, for example, you actually get less than you do sitting on benefits, especially if you've got extra, you know, all the
that's benefits. Ridiculous. You're right. Yeah. Like minimum wage is a lot of people, I've spoken to people and they're like, yeah, why would I go and get a job? I've got no skills. I'll be on minimum wage. I get paid more being on the sick.
Yeah. What? How have we created that system? That is beyond a joke. Like, no wonder, because everyone's going to do what's best for them. And in that situation, sitting at home on the dole would be what's best for them. What is the point of going and getting a bog basic shop job, working every hour under the sun, to earn less than you would sat on the dole? No. It's a crazy system. Do you know what, though? I also don't blame the landlords that are going for this scheme.
But this is where it really annoys me, right? Because you've got all these houses, there's hundreds and hundreds of housing associations, right? And everyone is taking the mick out of the government. They're literally laughing at the government. And I'm thinking, are the government doing this on purpose? But are they getting backhanders from, like, these housing associations? Because the amount, everyone, it's like a rent to rent to rent. So you've got the landlord, right, who gives it to the housing association that approached us. But then they don't have the direct link with the Home Office.
No.
They're then going through someone like Serco. And then Serco's going through the, and it's like, hold on a second.
How much money is actually being spent on it?
Everyone's taking their slice.
Yeah.
Right? So you've got the landlord who's making a killing. So I get it. Like, we would be in that situation if we rented out. I understand why people are doing it. By the way, this is not just for illegal immigration either. This is all accommodation, emergency accommodation. Like, I know people that are making 12 grand a month from a normal house.
Yeah.
12 grand a month. And the government's paying for it.
Yeah, which is way above, way, way, way above the odds.
We've got all these houses sitting open. Do you know what they're better off doing? All the houses that are open, just buying them. I'm spending the money renovating them, and then they keep them.
Yeah,
council-owned homes. They're better off doing that, but they're paying landlords. And I'm not going to moan. I've got friends that rent it to them, and fair enough, they're taking advantage of the situation. Fine,
but that wasn't actually going to be my point. But okay.
it's a joke. Go on, what's your point then? It better be better than my point, because my point was banging,
and you just put it in. No, my actual point was as well. So that's for people who knowingly go and do it, and fair enough, each their own. But obviously, we've taken a bit of a stance behind Samuel, saying we didn't feel like we should do it for Willingham House because we don't agree with the system. But what I was going to say is some landlords don't even realise that's what they're doing, because they didn't come to Samuel and go, can we fill your hotel up with illegal immigrants?
No, they said vulnerable people.
Seekers, please.
Yeah.
So some people won't even realise what they're doing until it's too late and they've signed the contract, and they'll think, oh, I'm just doing it as normal. Social housing, you know, some people who just are desperate for houses, they won't even realise what they're doing until it's too late and they've done it, and then their hotel or their house just gets filled with asylum seekers because they're not as brazen as just...
Well, that was what Alex Phillips was talking about on Talk TV, on Talk TV. And that was her big concern. See, I'm looking at it, I suppose, at the moment so far. We're talking about it's a waste of money, etc. But she's like, they're committing crimes.
Yep.
Now, it might be that they're committing crimes, to be fair to them. So I heard a stat that said, yes, they do commit far more crimes than English people, but they don't commit far more crimes than broke English people. So they're coming over here, and although we're spending a fortune housing them, that money's not going to them. Right, so they are broke. There's a big thing at the moment where they're stopping immigrants from doing Deliveroo driving, for example.
Yeah.
Which kind of annoys me as well. It's yeah. like if they're here and they're trying to work,
why are we stopping them?
Why are yeah. we like, no, don't work, just be on benefits. We'll yeah. pay for you. No, it's like...
But we need to get the crime under control.
We do.
Don't we?
Because, but stopping them from being able to work,
yeah, that seems
forcing them into crime. So yeah. yes, they are committing crime. Now that again, I'm not saying it's their fault. I'm sure they're in a tough situation. However, it's kind of like not our responsibility to bring them here and have them committing crime. It's like, why would you make our country worse?
Surely, the government's responsibility is to keep
our people safe.
Like the yeah. people that already live here, surely they've got a responsibility of care to keep those people safe, not just let anyone in, regardless of, oh, wow, they are like the crime rate has gone up, who cares? Surely they've got a level of loyalty, but obviously not, which is why loads of people are leaving.
Yeah.
Because actually they don't have loyalty.
No, they don't. All they're scared about is looking racist.
Yeah.
And this isn't a race issue.
No.
It's not a racist thing. It's a factual issue. We're just yeah. looking at the stats and the facts and the figures. It's not a race issue. I personally think we should have an open border. I think we should allow all immigration. I think anyone should be able to come here if they contribute and pay for themselves.
Yeah.
Simple as that. And if you commit a crime here, you get deported.
Yeah. And it's working in all these other countries. So you can't really go, no, that system wouldn't work.
No. In Dubai, right, if we move to Dubai, we don't get benefits. But we'd still be happy to go.
Yeah.
We their people do, but we don't.
Yeah.
The other thing that's interesting is if you move to Dubai, for example, let's say we moved to Dubai and then we had a kid out in Dubai and then they married someone out in Dubai and they'd lived in Dubai all their life. As far as Dubai was concerned, they are still English.
Yeah, they're not a resident, are they?
No. I've just put together a free training teaching you how to build wealth through property. I'm going to be breaking down the strategies that made me a multi-millionaire property investor and how you can do exactly the same. Link down below. Check it out. It's totally free. What are you waiting for? No. They can't vote. They can't change the rules. They can live there. They can be happy there. They can do whatever they want.
But they
there.
Can't start voting and trying to
they
change.
They can't vote. They
their...
can't take from the state because they're English. And I'm not looking at that. I'm thinking, that just makes sense, doesn't it?
And that's not racist. We're not all calling out like the people of Dubai saying, you're racist. You're not letting English people go and become residents.
No.
No one cares, do they? Because they're not making it. No one's making an issue of it there. That's just how it is. Talking of that, though, talking about how crime's going up here and we're just letting it, we seem to be just letting it slide and it's like, ooh. But again, I know it gets a lot of stick and it's made the newspapers again this week. There's been a young girl went over to Dubai, did drugs, has now got life in prison in Dubai.
I saw that.
The parents started to go GoFundMe page and then...
She had 50 grams of coke on her, didn't she?
Yeah. But, yeah. I mean, it's got very mixed reactions. Actually, yes, that is a big price to pay for doing some drugs. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, if you're going to Dubai, they have a no drugs policy. If you can't control yourself enough to not do drugs, maybe don't go to Dubai. Mm. At the end of the day, it's their country, their rules, and that's how they keep their cities in check.
Drug free.
Because the minute you start going, if they went, oh, yes, well, oh, but she's English and she didn't realise, they'd have a drug problem, wouldn't they?
They would. They would.
So it does seem, oh, my gosh, she's paid the ultimate price. Is she 21 and she's about to spend the rest of her life?
24, I think.
Okay, 24. Oh, that's all right then. She had an extra 3 years of freedom. she's about to spend the rest of her life in prison, which seems like, can you imagine if your daughter went out to Dubai?
The only thing I do think is I almost think it'd be better to deport them and just not let them back. It's like you're deported, you can never come back to Dubai ever again.
Yeah, but then the punishment isn't, people do it, wouldn't they? If they knew that, it's like here where everyone speeds because you know you're going to just get an, don't do that again. Oh, silly me. If it was just go out, if you get caught with drugs,
you would do
just
it.
Get deported. You'd just do it.
Yeah, you would. Yeah,
the reason no one does it is because...
You're right.
And then this will really... People who are considering it will now be thinking, absolutely no chance because that girl's... So they have to be like that because the minute you... Like soften the rules, and you just get deported. They'd have a drug.
They have
problem.
To be brutal, and then when you are brutal and you're really harsh, everyone behaves.
Yeah, or nearly always. And then this will make all the newspapers because it's a one-off thing where it's like someone tried, and yet you just have to abide by the rules. And the problem here is we're now just letting the rules go to pot, and everyone's they didn't mean it. These new attacks. They don't know how. Well, let's make some rules and then hold flipping firm to them and go, if you're coming into our country, these are our rules, this is what we stand for, and then implement them and be like, and we don't tolerate anything.
How have countries like Dubai got it so right and we've just got it? Because we were such a great country. How have we managed to, in our lifetime,
become crap
like this? Yeah.
I know, it's sad, really. It makes me quite sad. And the fact that we're even talking about, can we... with pride, put the British flag up
in our country.
Like,
and English
I think, how
people,
are we even in?
English British people are sitting there. I mean, just what we're saying now, right? We're just talking common sense. We're just having a normal conversation. There were people listening to this that are furious.
Yeah.
We'll be annoying the hell out of people. And it's like, chill.
Yeah.
What's your issue? Why are we so offended and sensitive nowadays?
I don't know how... I don't know. I think it's really sad.
And why do we allow the government to be so useless? Now, I kind of feel a bit... I mean, my attitude has always been, right, when you're looking at... Do you know when you watch people playing football?
Yeah.
And they're obviously professional footballers that are being paid hundreds of thousands of pounds a week and they'll miss a shot. And all the guys in the crowd, the big, fat guys, like... You idiot.
Yeah.
All right. I do kind of feel like when you watch the politicians, there'll be a degree of that, right? Because I'm sure it's a really hard job. It's a really impossible job. It's very easy for us.
Yeah, because you're never going to make everyone happy, are you?
No.
Because you're going to piss some people off.
It's very easy for us to sit on the sidelines and to go, no, do this, do that. It's like, well, you've never done it. I've never been a politician. I'm sure the pressure of being prime minister, deputy prime minister... as she was. But even that, it's like, oh, how stupid you get. I mean, I don't know. I look at it, I just think, it just seems ridiculous. But part of me thinks maybe it's a much harder job than you think. But then another part of me, you look at it, and you just look at policies like this, and they're spending 4.5 billion.
Yeah.
4.5 billion.
I mean, it doesn't take...
housing illegal immigrants.
Yeah.
And our policy is, when they come out, because obviously asylum seekers, you're allowed, right? But they'll come in, and they'll go, oh yeah, we're asylum seekers. And we go, okay. We'll trust you. We'll house you while we investigate and see. Years later, and we're like, oh, hold on a second. No, you weren't. You're an illegal immigrant. Then we deport them. It's like, it's crazy. But the fact people are using this for hotels and accommodations. So here's the question I want to ask you guys. And this is the debate that we're having. If you are a landlord and you own a property and you get approached by Serco or one of the... Let's say you own a HMO and they offer to pay you double the rent that you're getting now to house illegal immigrants or anyone at emergency accommodation. Do you take it and just think, well, someone else will take it if I don't?
They're going to find someone who will do it.
I might as well do it. I mean, the amount of people that have messaged us thanking us for not doing it. Because the other thing is it destroys villages, right?
Yeah.
Destroys the area.
They would have... hated it, wouldn't they?
They would. And they're spending billions on hotels, billions on hotels, but billions on normal houses as well. This isn't just a hotel issue. This is normal houses as well. So the question is, as a landlord, should you take the money and just think, government issue, whatevs, a bit like tax loopholes, right? That's my attitude for tax loopholes. because the government deliberately leave tax loopholes so that they can take advantage of them.
Yeah, of course.
The people that make the rules invest in property.
Yeah.
So do you look at tax loopholes and think, well, yes, please, thank you very much, I'll take that. Or with this, because it's more serious, it's affecting the area, should you look at it and should you go, no, I'm not, I'm prepared to die on that mountain.
Yeah, I'm going to take a stand.
I am not prepared to let my property be used for something that I fundamentally disagree with.
Yeah. And it is hard because, like I say, I don't think bad of people that are doing it, because I also think that the reality is us taking a stand, not letting Willingham House be used. Yes, it might have saved that area, Willingham.
But it'll do somewhere else.
But yeah, it, yeah, we can't save the country because we took a stand at Willingham House. So will the one landlord that turns it down, yeah, it's nice to take a stand, but actually just some, yeah, they're not going to go, oh, wow, well, now we're going to have to stop doing it because not everyone's going to take a stand.
Samuel Lead said no. Oh, let's scrap the whole policy then. No.
So I kind of think...
Do you know what, though? If everyone said no, they would.
Of course, but in this day and age, with the country how it is, there's no way everyone's going to take a stand.
So I'd love to know in the comments, yeah, what would you do? Would you rent your property out and take the money, take the extra money, or would you take a stand? And also, it's very easy to say, I'd take a stand if you haven't got property.
Yeah.
So if you've actually got properties, if you've actually got HMOs and properties that could be rented out as emergency accommodation, would you do it or not? Love to know your thoughts. Also, you know, I'd love to know your thoughts on everything. And I don't mind, by the way, if you disagree with what we're saying. If you're like, no, you're full of crap, Labour are amazing, great,
go the government.
Let me know. Let me know. Maybe I'm wrong. This is just my opinion looking in. So let us know in the chat. Love to know your thoughts. Anyway, guys, that's all from us this week. I'm Russell Leeds.
And I'm Anna Leeds.
We'll see you next week.